Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
And you can join us on the phones. You can also join us online where you can actually control the content of the website. What you see on the front page at freetalklive.com in the main column was created by listeners like you. All of that content is there because somebody took the time to put it there. And thank you to everybody who has done that and everybody that's voted as well, because once you submit something to the site, it then goes up into the upcoming stories queue, and then it will wait until it receives a certain amount of votes in an upwards direction. If it gets voted down, that's not good. But if it gets voted up, it will be promoted to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. So go over there and get interactive as we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's go back to Bryce in Utah. Bryce, you were telling us that it's your plan to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and you're coming up as part of a convoy that is coming up from Utah during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Did I get all that right?
Actually, the convoys are in June, and I'm moving in September.
Oh, I see. So
I'm using the word caravan.
So maybe I am mistaken. Then is this a different caravan that's happening in September, or are you just...
Yes.
I jumped to a conclusion, and I apologize for that.
That's okay.
There are caravans that are coming, or maybe they're called convoys. I don't know. There are people that are driving in, in a...
En masse.
Yes. Succession?
Unfortunately, June frame doesn't work out for me.
September is absolutely
beautiful.
The most beautiful time of year here, and I've lived...
More like late September.
Yeah. I've lived and traveled all over, and it really is worth coming just to see that.
It changes every year, though.
Lots of people do.
It's hard to say for sure when the real leaf peeping, so they call it season, is going to hit. Mm. It just depends on the weather. But, yeah, either way, if you're coming in September, you're probably going to make it in time for that.
That's one of the things I've mentioned on my website. I want to talk about I'm appealing to people who are maybe undecided as to when to move. They want to move, but they don't know when, or they can't make it by June. Join my caravan and come out with us in September.
That's
and
fantastic.
What is attracting you specifically?
Good question.
Like, what was the thing that made you go, I'm going, that's it?
Just the fact that people are moving there to work for freedom, and they're actually doing it. Mm-hmm. And I don't see much of that around here.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of hopeless if you do believe in the ideas of liberty. And that's how it was for Ian and I, in Sarasota, Florida. We saw nothing happening.
Well, I did stuff, but...
I'm not saying that nothing happened.
It resulted in anything.
Right, the results just weren't there. You know, yeah. The city government got bigger, the county government got bigger, the state government got bigger, the federal government got bigger. The people that were doing anything were doing it in sort of a futile fashion. So once you get enough people concentrated in one area, we've shown here in New Hampshire that you can have successes in those ways. And so that's what we're doing.
Bryce, good luck with the trip. Look forward to seeing you soon, and thanks for the call tonight, and good luck with your decision on where to move. It certainly doesn't have to be a permanent thing. A lot of cases, people will move up here and they'll get into like a room in somebody's house at what they might call a pork manor, porcupine being the mascot for the Free State Project. They'll get a room. It's not the best room. It's not the most comfortable place, but it's cheap. And they'll
if you're single, that makes it just... easier. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, it lets you get in at a low cost. That way, you can get out and find work without having to spend too much of your savings. Mm-hmm. And it's just try to keep your costs down as much as possible when you get up here. Unless you're just,
And also get on the forums, too, and inquire, about things. The forums are really helpful. I didn't take advantage of those as I should have before.
You can
I
go
came.
To forum.freestateproject.org. I think forum.nhfree.com is still going strong, as well as forum.freekeen.com. Those are three of the better ones.
Free Grafton, Free Manage. They've got
they have a forum now?
I don't think they have forums, but they have those websites.
Okay. Yeah, freegrafton.com is a great place to go to. Free Manage Free, not really too active. I wouldn't recommend that quite yet.
Okay.
800-259-9231. Maybe they can prove me wrong on that one eventually. But let's go in the meantime to your calls and your thoughts. Dave is listening in Delaware to WGMD FM. Hello,
yeah,
Dave.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind?
Hey, not a problem. I wanted to get back to laws, but I did want to start out by saying this. Government is getting too big, and it's controlling us, and we're getting suffocated.
When did it start getting too big? I'm just curious. When did it start getting too big?
No. I'm just saying that as a preface, because I want to get back to laws.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Okay? And I'm going back to rules. Back in the day, maybe New Hampshire only had 15 people there. You had rules. As it got bigger and the rest of the country got bigger, we had to make laws, and then we had to make punishments to control people, okay? because people got out of line. They neglected. They were hurting the people that were doing the right thing. Now, I want to ask you a question. I know you're doing the right thing and all this, but I want to ask you a question. When is protesting and breaking a law, where do you draw the line between, you know, you're on the upper echelon, you're protesting to do something, as opposed to the people on the bottom that just blatantly break laws? Where's the line where it's good to do it and bad to do it, and where there's punishment and punitive damages against you? Or can you explain me the difference? Well, you're better than the people that are just breaking them constantly?
Wait, for one thing, I think that you just proposed a false dilemma, saying that one or the other must be true. So I just disagree categorically with your statement.
Okay, can you explain to me where I went categorically wrong?
Well, you said that either that the upper echelon, when they protest, then, you know, what they're doing is good, versus when the lower echelon, that they are incurring.
Okay,
you know,
what I
so
meant
I,
was,
I don't
okay,
think, I don't
okay,
think that
I
it's an
was,
either
what
or
I meant
thing.
Was, like, I meant like the gentleman that hosts, I mean, they protest. They're breaking the law, you know, on purpose to protest something.
Civil disobedience.
And they're going to get punished for whatever. Mm-hmm. But the people on the bottom, we need punishment for the people doing it, but they're making a point, as opposed to the people at the bottom getting punished because they just blatantly do it. They don't know no better, or they're just ignorant and don't care.
No, but to answer your question, and correct me if I'm misunderstanding, but the question here to answer it is that the litmus test is whether or not there's a victim. So if there is no victim, then there is no crime. And there are many, many laws, as you might call them, malum prohibitums, as a Latin
phrase. Isn't it a law? And you're breaking it regardless. What makes you better than them, or them better than you,
This is the point that that you're dodging on this one, is you know as well as I do that when Jeb Bush and his daughter, when his daughters got picked up for drugs, they didn't charge them for the drugs. So
that
why
wasn't
is it
Jeb,
okay?
That was George.
No, oh, I don't. I thought
Jeb Bush's daughter went to a camp for crack cocaine ran away. And
mm-hmm. So it's not about, these laws are only enforced on the mid-level and the low-level people. They're not enforced on the high-level people. So you're suggesting that somehow that these laws are meted out equally, and they're not even close, and you know it.
No, I know that. That's what I'm saying, like, your partner.
So you're giving us this option, though. You're saying
it on purpose.
Right, and I think you should. That it goes to show that when George Bush, Jeb Bush's daughter gets picked up, that, you know, it's no big deal. When Ian gets picked up, it's a big deal. This is the point, is when it comes to a nation of laws, you must have men to enforce them. And that's the problem. You know as well as I do that a nation of men, which is just like kings and stuff like that, that didn't work. Well, the fact is, we don't have anything really that's any different.
Okay, now I want to get to a different thing then. Well, it's along the same issue, but then there's got to be control, which we don't want government control,
yes.
But we need a control. It depends on how you define control and how you want to decipher it and delegate it.
How about
there's
self-control?
Control from the top, and, you know, no,
how about
I'm trying to lead through
self-control?
And try to bring everything together on the same litmus test.
Michelle, you're dodging the point he's making. Obviously, we want people to be self-controlled. Most people are. We don't have a problem with that. They're the aberrant people that are not.
I want everybody on the same page, regardless.
Sure.
$1 a year or $100,000 a year.
I don't know what you mean by you want them on the same page.
Same punishment, same damages for anyone that breaks the law.
Personal responsibility.
Absolutely.
No,
and wouldn't you agree that there should be no laws prohibiting behavior that doesn't involve a victim?
Right. And control has to be a thing, but not as far as government dictating when we
No, I agree. So your question is, what would it be in the absence of the government having controls?
Well, no, I just heard you saying control. And, you know, you're out there on the left. I'm on the right.
I'm not on the left,
well,
sir.
No.
You know, so I'm on the right. So I'm trying to come to the middle with you.
No,
you're
not.
You
are incorrect.
You're straight down the middle.
Not on the left, okay? You need to be 100% clear on that. I think you're free to own a firearm. I don't think there should be I don't think Social Security should exist. I mean,
no,
I couldn't
income
get much,
tax.
Yeah, right. I'm against the income tax. I'm for smaller, less intrusive government. Doesn't I sound like somebody on the right?
But you're not on the right either, Mark.
Right. I'm just saying. He's making the point. I'm making the point I'm not either.
All right, we're going to come back, and thank you for the call tonight, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpacks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to survivalsproutbank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at survivalsproutbank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Our webcam is on the site. You can go and watch, listen, interact. Cam.freetalklive.com gets you there. That's cam.freetalklive.com. The webcam brought to you by Memory Dealers.
You know, jurisdictionary.com is the legal education that the public school system should have taught you. We all deal with the legal system every day through an ever-invasive government. You can take them to court and do it without an attorney. Use JurisDictionary.com. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It works in every state of the union and countries around the world. Any of them that have the English common law base to their system. Costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You get it at JurisDictionary.com. I've got my copy. I think it's awesome. Going to be using it here coming up shortly. JurisDictionary.com.
All right, so let's continue here. We will take your phone calls about whatever you want. But real quick, just wanted to make sure that I made something clear about what our last gentleman was calling in. He was bringing up civil disobedience, and he pointed out that I had engaged in civil disobedience, and he sort of suggested that we might have been suggesting there should be some sort of a double standard. That was my understanding of what he was saying. I was a little confused in general about what he was saying, but no, I'm not suggesting that the laws not be enforced on me, but be enforced on other people. Like laws that don't involve crimes, so-called, that don't involve a victim. I don't think I'm any more special than anyone else. If those laws are going to be enforced, then I expect them to be enforced on me as part of civil disobedience. I accept whatever the punishment might be in those cases. That's why I chose to do the civil disobedience. But I don't think, and the reason I'm doing the civil disobedience isn't because I want to be exempted alone, is because I want to stop those laws from being enforced on other people, on the people that aren't willing to make a stand on a principle, the people that are just being victimized, just whole hog being victimized by this system, put in cages, having money extracted from them, and having their families torn apart. Because I'm concerned for the freedom of all people, because if I'm not concerned for the freedom of all people, then how can I expect anybody to be concerned for my freedom? So, 800-259-9231, let's talk to Michael, listening to WTAR in Virginia Beach. Hello, Michael.
Hi. Hey. I'm wondering, do you believe that the Christian majority in this country despises responsible government? Is that your position?
Despises responsible government. I'm not sure.
Why do we have all these generalizations anyway?
Yeah, well, there's a Christian sitting on the show tonight, so Michelle is here with us. But can you maybe define a little more your question?
Well, I was listening earlier to a talk show host that I'm not going to mention the name of. But he was talking about the Christian origins of this country and the founding fathers and the Declaration of Independence. And my own studies in that area tell me that 90% of the population at that time were Protestant Americans.
Okay.
And actually, yes,
they were Protestant colonials at that time, but yep.
But regardless, so, okay.
Okay, well, Protestant colonials, and that more than half of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence were men who received advanced theological training at either a seminary or a Bible school. 29 okay. of them.
And you're
yeah, 29 of them.
And that dovetails into your question.
But
now,
the guy who wrote it, I mean, wasn't a Christian, though.
100% of them were deists, but they were not necessarily Christian.
Well, I'm
what's
not...
What's your point?
Well, my point is, with that much Christian influence in the founding of the country, and with the overwhelming population majority being Protestant Christians, and still being the population majority now as a religious majority
barely.
When you look at what government has become, the excessive debt that Christians are apparently willing to take on to enslave their own children and grandchildren.
Christians, along with a lot of other people, have become fat, apathetic, lazy losers.
Okay, but. Now, if that's the case, would you then say that the Christian majority despises responsible government?
What is the responsible government, though? I'm just curious.
Well, it isn't responsible to continually vote for two political parties that have a government policy that spends so much that your grandchildren are doomed to be enslaved.
You know, I understand where you're coming from, and I share a lot of your concerns. I don't believe that you can have responsible government because I believe that it's irresponsible to tax people. I believe it's irresponsible to threaten people in order to get them to behave in a certain way. But to answer your question, now I feel like I finally can. I don't think that we can put people into a big group like you're doing, but even if we could, I still think it's incorrect to say they despise responsible government. I think that by and large, most people in America, whether they be Christian or whether they be something else, Muslim, atheist, I think by and large, many people are ignorant as to what the government is and how it operates and what to do about it. I would say that there's not so much despising going on as just overall cluelessness and how it is that what the government does that many Christians will cheer on, and I'm sure you might share my thoughts on this, but what the government does, like with warmongering and taxing and stealing and threatening, and that Christians in many cases cheer on, is in fact a bastardization of Christianity, and I think they're completely ignorant to that rather than despising towards it.
I would argue that Jesus was the greatest anarchist ever. So, you know, for me as a Christian, I think that part of my faith is, you know, my faith is central to following his teachings, and part of that is a rejection.
You mean like a peaceful anarchist?
Absolutely.
Who wouldn't throw a bomb if someone asked?
Yeah, I don't. I've never understood why the association, other than the, punk rock groups that.
Oh, bomb throwing anarchists have been around for far longer than rock and roll.
But I don't necessarily equate anarchism with
McKinley.
I don't equate anarchism with violence like a lot of people do.
I understand that. I just wanted to make sure you were clear.
Yes, but I just think that people, including myself, have become lazier and lazier, and that this attitude of entitlement and an attitude of contentment has overwhelmed our society, and we don't work for liberty anymore.
Thank you, Michael, for the call and the question. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Gene, listening to WGMD FM in Delaware. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live. Gene?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, they're completely off subject.
That's okay. It's Free Talk Live.
I like the last guy's comment, responsible government. That's an oxymoron. That's like jumbo shrimp.
That's good.
Love that. Go ahead.
I had to ask both of you a question. Completely off topic.
Sure. There's three of us here.
Have you ever moved anywhere in your life and got to the place that you thought was going to be like nirvana for you, and then it turned out to be like, I can't wait to get out of here?
Well, you know, when I first came to New Hampshire, I found the sort of rural lifestyle to be difficult for me. And
But now
I just consider it home.
And you don't really want to leave.
No.
Hey, I'll tell you what, if you want, you can hang on and tell us your story, Gene. Maybe you've got one that is relating to your question.
The number of non-Catholic Christians in the United States is at 50.9%, so just over the majority of people.
Non-Catholic Christians.
Non-Catholic.
But yeah, in the Catholics.
He said Protestant. So.
All right, more coming up here. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Listening options. You've got broadband and dial-up versions of this program. They air around the clock. By the way, the last episode of the show airs 24/7 at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you've got listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way, plus our webcam, plus our satellite feed, which is free to air. You don't have to pay for a subscription for that. And in addition, 93 radio stations from coast to coast airing the program at various different times. So listen how you want, whatever way is best for you at listen.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you can, of course, take control of the airwaves. And Gene, I believe, is still with us listening to WGMD-FM. Gene, welcome back to the program. Your question was essentially, have you ever moved somewhere you thought was going to be just absolutely spectacular and were tremendously disappointed? Was that pretty much your question?
Yeah, you're right on that. You're
have
right
you
on
ever done that?
Nomad. Yeah, I just did it 6 years ago.
To Delaware?
Mm-hmm. Now I'm stuck because, you know, my house is probably worth, let's say, a birdhouse.
What did you pay for your house? I lost about, I don't know, maybe 70 grand when I moved here to New Hampshire on selling my home down
there. I mean, the first house I bought, I mean, you know, going back when, I probably have socks older than both of you, but the first house I bought, you know, was like $17,200 way back in the dark ages, paid about $220 for this, and I can't get rid of it, you know, in the development, cracker box in a cornfield.
What do you think it would, what would your guess be? Like, if you sold it at X, what would X be to get it to sell? Like, if you had to reduce the price to make it move, what do you think people would bite at?
Maybe maybe 225, maybe 230. Tops.
That's not too bad of a loss. That's really, honestly, not too bad of a reduction as far as the things go. Down in Sarasota, Florida.
It would be like a lateral move, you know.
Yeah. Down where I'm from, the house that I lost money on when I left ended up losing even more over time. Somebody apparently put it on the market again, and were asking. I sold out of it like 129 or something like that, and they put it on the market for 75 just a couple of years after I had sold.
Well, yeah, no, it's sad. I mean, you know, you'd like to move, and you're basically going to give your home away. They all look the same. Vanilla developments that pardon the expression, what the hell was I thinking?
Okay, so now you're in Delaware and you don't want to be there anymore because you want to...
No, I don't care for it. It's amazing. I don't know what your name is, ma'am.
That's Michelle.
Michelle. It's amazing. All you do is you cross the Delaware Bay and it's like a different world. And the Jersey side is so much different. Yes, it's a lot more expensive, but I finally realized at the age of 63, you get what you pay for.
Mm. We all have to realize these things at some time. Where would you like to go to if you could leave Delaware? Where would you want to go?
Well, if I could afford it, I'd go back to New Jersey. Obviously, I can't. Possibly the Eastern Shore of Virginia or something.
That's frustrating.
Delaware's not for me.
Well, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Glad you're at least listening to the program in Delaware on WGMD-FM at 800-259-9231. By the way, we mentioned last week that Free Talk Live is under consideration for weeknights there in Delaware on WGMD-FM. And apparently the decision hasn't quite yet been made. So if you hate the show, call the program director and let him know. And if you love the show, call the program director. His name's Dan Gaffney. He hosts the morning show there. And let him know that you like Free Talk Live and that you appreciate him giving us the opportunity to possibly have a crack at doing weeknights, because WGMD has been a longtime Saturday affiliate for us, and sure would be great to be there all week. I think this has been a last fun week and a half, Mark, having the folks from Delaware on for our weekday show.
Indeed.
So 800-259-9231. You take control for your dose of bigotry for the week. It's Scott the Bigot. You're on Free Talk Live. Now, have we been compassionate enough with Scott? I'm just curious over the years.
I'm the only one that kind of beat up on him.
I think we've been. Scott, do you feel like we've been compassionate with you over the years?
I'm going to be very frank about it. I think you treat me the way most people treat me.
Oh, Scott, come on. Just because I confronted you when you were talking bashing women and I said, so do you like women? And you came back with, well, yes, but I don't want them to be forceful and aggressive, but I don't want to chase any. And I'm like, well, doesn't that make one forceful and aggressive? I think I was maybe a little antagonistic with you, but I wasn't mean, was I?
No, you have a show to run and I am grateful that you, allow me to speak,
Well, we've attempted to, suggest that you get in touch with some compassion toward other human beings. I don't know if that has really made much of a dent in you over the years that you've been calling the show. But nonetheless, go ahead with your thoughts for tonight.
You know, I'd like to say that that some of your dreams may come true regarding America, in the sense that you know we're bogged down in the Middle East. And let's face it, let's be honest here. We've been destroyed in the Middle East. Our policy is a blunder.
You mean the U.S. military, the federal government's been destroyed, their policy? It's not my policy. I've not been in the Middle East.
What I mean is that it's all come to ruinate, rack and ruin. We have nothing to show for all of these men that have been killed.
And
women. We have nothing to show for the trillions of dollars we've spent.
I didn't spend it. I didn't pay for that. Not a dime.
We've had the CIA and the Mossad, which is Israel's secret police, propping up these governments, playing games. So now it's the U.S. is getting everything it deserves. We were attacked on 9/11 because of the $10 billion we give to Israel annually.
Or because of the 300,000 children that died as a result of, you know, what happened 10 years prior.
I think Scott's gone for a solid minute without actually touching on any really obviously bigoted points.
He mentioned the Mossad.
And he did mention the money that we give to Israel. I'm sure
he's not really come out with
it. No one wants to touch the fact that the reason why this Middle Eastern policy has been a nightmare, which has also destroyed our economy. Let's make no mistake about it. It's 9/11, our economy has been destroyed. We've never recovered from it. We're in a depression. If I was Osama bin Laden, if he's alive somewhere in a cave, I would be laughing my turban off. Because he has no army. Let's face it, he has no real standing army other than terrorists. They have destroyed this country. It humiliated its military. We have nothing to show for it. Destroyed our economy. I do blame Israel, the alliance with Israel. But getting
you
back,
should blame the politicians, and by the way, the politicians are of all different shapes and stripes, but you should blame these power seekers for being the ones who have orchestrated all of the meddling that you had cited earlier. And of those, many of your comments you're correct on, and I thank you, Scott, for the call tonight at 800-259-9231, finally getting to move through a Scott the Bigot call without any actual overt bigotry coming from him, maybe a little beating around the bush if you know him, but 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But yeah, a lot of the things he says, you know, I without the collectivism, I can understand.
I don't think the United States should be giving financial material support. The United States government should be giving any kind of financial support.
They shouldn't be taking it in the first place. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't exist at all, because just having it means that those people who are in those positions of power will inevitably use that money to support their friends and to punish their enemies. Mm-hmm. And we all get to suffer as a result of that. And Scott's right that, you know, the economy is, you know, taking a hit because of all the money that's been exploded over in these other countries. It's been blown up, literally. That's a big, I think that takes a big damage against the U.S. economy.
You can't expend wealth to build something and then detonate it and expect to have more wealth.
What a travesty that the American dream has devolved into: come to America and help in the production of the only thing that we produce, which is the building of arms, so that we can go back and destroy some other country.
You know, Mark, I think that generally you're right in your statement. However, fireworks are an exception, and firing ranges are also an exception, because those are recreational things that you can blow up. You're not hurting anybody else. You're not destroying a home. You're not destroying a family or a life.
Well, I don't think you get it. The only value you get out of it is recreation.
There's value there, and that's wealth. I mean, the availability of the fun of being able to send things up in the air and go boom.
I don't get any fun off a Patriot missile.
It's wealth. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about fireworks versus things that actually do damage to people's lives. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Is it time for a new roof? Or maybe some roof repairs? If the roof on your house is old, weathered, or in need of help, you can save $500 by calling Sears right now. That's right, Sears Roofing. Call Sears for a free in-home consultation at 888-306-7722, and Free Talk Live listeners will save $500. Sears-licensed, fully insured contractors can get your roofing job done right. They have a variety of popular shingles and styles that are built for long-lasting performance. And you'll save $500 if you call them today. For roofing done right, call Sears at 888-306-7722. Hurry, the offer ends soon. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Call Sears now at 888-306-7722 and save $500. That number again is 888-306-7722.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalheater.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves. Even in these remaining moments, there's enough time for you and your thoughts at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
All right, so 800-259-9231. And by the way, the archives at the website, they're all brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name, or .anything for that matter. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Whether you want a personal blog or complete e-commerce business website, the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com can host you. You've got a 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support, 99.9% uptime guarantee, and if you use the portal we've created, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, you'll get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, let's continue taking your calls and go to Aaron listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I was listening to you guys about 2 months ago, and Michelle was talking about her personal experience with God, and she said if somebody would ask, her to share it with us, she would. And if she has, I haven't gotten to hear it.
I haven't heard it, I don't think, all the way.
I would love to hear it.
Are you ready?
You're on the spot, Michelle.
Wow. Okay, so you want to know how I came to faith in Jesus Christ, like the supernatural experience that took place? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right, so I was 18 years old, and I had just turned 18, and I had dropped out of college and in the Bay Area and moved to Hawaii. And it was the mid-80s, and I was really messed up. I really liked to party a lot. And I got very, 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 very ill. And
after partying, you mean?
Yeah, like 4 ounces of cocaine in 5 days kind of partying.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Seems like a lot.
Yeah. So I was really sick. So in any case, so with that, you know, kind of had a little bit of a troubled life. I had someone prayed for me, and I didn't believe, and basically I wasn't an atheist. I was at the point of, if there is a God, then he sucks and I want nothing to do with him,
because
he obviously doesn't like me. So so I rejected him, and so this guy prayed for me, and by this time the doctors had all said, you need to go home because you are going to die. And and so I was in and out of consciousness, blah blah blah, and this guy who was a friend of mine prayed for me, and lo and behold, I began to get better. I still, that didn't really do anything for me, but so I ended up getting a job as a pedicab driver, which was really fun. And
that means that you drove a bicycle that pulled people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I was doing that, and there was this guy who used to wear like this Jesus Saves t-shirts all the time, and I would give him a hard time and tease him and say, yeah, right. And he challenged me one day to you know, he's like, have you ever read the Bible? I'm like, I went to Catholic boarding school. I know what it says. Like, have you ever actually read it? I said, well, no. And he goes, well, here's a New Testament. Why don't you go check it out? I'm like, okay, sure. So I determined that I was going to take, I had my markers, I had my sushi the next day, I had a joint, I went down to the beach, and I sat down to, you know, to underline everything that I thought was pathetic and stupid about the Bible, all the contradictions, and I had studied philosophy for a long time, so I was all ready to do that. And as I started reading, it was like 10:30 when I got there, and the next thing I know, it was like 7 o'clock at night, and it was starting to get dark, and I just ended up underlining all these things that I thought were really awesome and beautiful and sweet, and went, oh, that's kind of weird. And I went and found this guy, and I said, hey, you know, so I read, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Romans, Acts, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and Galatians, and he's like, whoa. And I said, I think I'd like to go to church and check it out. So the next day, he's like, okay, meet me at church. The next day, I go to church wearing see-through clothes with a G-string, no bra. And I looked like Jessica Rabbit at the time. I was like, I was just out of control. And I walked in, and it was the first time that I ever really felt shame. And I went,
really?
Oh, yeah. And I went, oh, gosh, I've gone too far. This is, you know, this is absurd. This is, I'm an embarrassment to myself looking like this. I shouldn't be here. And he saw me as I was trying to leave. And he's like, hey, and he was so happy to see me. And he walked me up to the front.
I bet he was.
Yeah.
See you.
But everyone, you know, all the women were like, it was a Pentecostal church, and they were all, no one was wearing makeup, and they were in muumuus and very conservatively dressed. And muumuus are shapeless dresses. Right. And in any case, so I was there, and through the course of the sermon, I just prayed, and I said, so, okay, Jesus, if you're real, then you need to show me, because I just don't know what to believe and what have you. And so all of a sudden, my hair started to blow, and there was like cool wind all over me, and I looked around to see if there were any windows. No one else's hair was blowing, and I mean, I had long hair. It was blowing like Farrah Fawcett. And you know, so I said, and I heard, you know, this voice say to me, yes, I love you. I love you. And I went, yeah. And I went, oh, wow. And I said, okay, well, if this is real, then I need to have an answer for my faith, because there's no way that, you know, this is going to wear away. And through a succession of being, like, kicked out of my home, kicked out of all kinds of things, I ended up at Bible school, where I got an answer for my faith. So that, in a nutshell, is how I came to be a Christian.
Well, that's an incredible story. I was just wondering. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, because I'd actually asked you that question before in person, and you'd gotten through part of the story, but then something interrupted us, and we weren't able to finish it.
You didn't hear the part about the see-through outfit?
No, I didn't get that far. I didn't get that far. But that was an interesting part, I must say.
Yeah, it was a little
embarrassing. But how do you know it was Jesus that was talking to you?
She was in a church.
Well.
didn't you jump to a conclusion there?
Didn't I jump to a conclusion?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay. Okay. But I mean, you can't deny an experience, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's a really powerful experience. Whoever it was that was talking to you, whether it's you talking to yourself, or whether it's, you know, Jesus, or whether it's something else entirely, I don't deny your experience.
Right?
Yeah, you know, when it comes to situations like this, this is the reason that I choose to be a theist as opposed to an atheist, is that I think that there are powerful spiritual, religious experience, whatever terminology you want to use for this, and I just don't find that deniable. Whether whether or not humans just have sort of an evolutionary need for that and then they make it up on their own, or whether it's real, I don't think that matters.
What is real?
Right.
I think one of the things that, you know, I don't even think that I thought it was necessarily real at the time and in the, you know, next few days or whatever, but my life definitely changed. I mean, I went from not being able to get control of a terrible drug habit to being completely clean, like instantly.
Yeah, and this is another
my
thing.
Life changed, and I can't deny that it changed, and everyone that met me went, you're different.
Yep, so many people have religious experiences where they don't have to struggle to do something. It just immediately happens. And I've got to say, I've had one like that myself, and, you know, I mean, it's extraordinarily real for you, and...
It brings me back to my question.
Discount that for people.
Right, you can't discount it. I mean, you can look at somebody and you can analyze it and you can say, well, it could be this, it could be this, it could be this. But to you, it was what it was.
Sure.
And there's no way to prove what even is real if you really want to get existential about all this. What you're experiencing is... for lack of a better way to explain it, is the vibrations that are encountering your various different senses that are then being translated into your brain. Somehow there's consciousness involved that is able to monitor these things, or I don't know, no one really knows how consciousness works, from my understanding. And so there's no way that you can prove that anything else exists outside of yourself. I mean, you don't.
Right.
There's no way to prove that. I mean, you can think about this all off into the realm of madness, but I don't mean it to go down that road. I just mean it to say that you can't prove you aren't in the Matrix and that you aren't in some sort of elaborate program, because just talking to the other non-player characters in the program will not prove that for you. Oh, yes, you're here, Ian. Oh, yes, you're here, Mark. Well, how do you know? You don't. There's no way to prove it. And so there's no way to disprove somebody having an experience like that. And there's no way to say, no, that wasn't a powerful thing. And no, it was just your mind playing tricks on you.
Right. I could be living in hell right now, and Ian could be God's sentence for me.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Well, it wasn't meant to be.
Well, because if you're in hell and I'm right here with you, then...
You're just part of the whole program
Maybe I'm just a figment of your imagination.
Maybe. Let's continue and talk to McFall in Pennsylvania on the Amp Lines. Hello, McFall. You got about 20 seconds.
Hi, guys, and...
Michelle.
Well... Michelle, hello from a fellow liberty-loving Christian. I don't have time to make the point I wanted to make, so just wanted to say I'm glad that you shared your story.
Awesome, thank you.
Hey, McFall, come on up to New Hampshire one of these days, and you and Michelle can go to church together. Thanks for the call tonight.
Call in tomorrow.
Maybe she'll wear her see-through.
Oh, stop it. Naughty.
All right, we're out of time. Back tomorrow night and online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.